number 30.
Might be no more high.
Oh. praise you. I just feel we should pray for our churches and for the meetings tomorrow, the gatherings tomorrow. And I just had a call with my wife before meeting, and she just relayed, well, let me say it this way. I had a good answer to prayer today in the text, someone we were praying for in the hospital, and God met them, touched them, and I got a good praise report. But then my wife said, well, let me just tell you this. And another lady from our church called, and just in the place where they live, a place where we have a number of people, the Cooper Park houses, just there was a shooting, and the people are fearful, and you know how that could be. And it's so far removed from us here at camp, right? I mean, can you imagine? Here we are, and just enjoying, and here this woman is afraid to go out of her house because there's been a shooting. And another woman in that housing place, who every time I see her, she'll say, "There's my pastor," but she never comes to church. Well, very rarely. "There's my pastor." And she'll admit it. "Yeah, I know, I don't go as often as I should." Or, you know. Well, she was arrested, and someone else in her family. Just very sad. I mean, it was a sad report for me. "But God, this mountain shall be removed by my spirit, saith the Lord." And God is able, and where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. And into the darkness we're called to bring light. And so I would just like us just to stand, and let's just pray for our churches. Back home, we represent different assemblies. Let's pray that God would move by His Spirit tomorrow. Amen. Oh, that He would pour out His Spirit. Oh, God, cause the river to flow. Oh, let's lift our voices. Dear God, God, we need You to come by Your Spirit. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by Your Spirit. God, we're believing You for a breakthrough, dear God, that You would come and show us Your glory, that You would show us Your face, dear God. Oh, Jesus, move by Your Spirit in every place. Oh, we need Your working, dear Lord. We're hungry, we're thirsty. Oh, God, You promised water upon the thirsty, floods upon the dry ground. Oh, Jesus, come, dear Lord. Oh, bless every minister, Lord. Anoint them from on high, Lord. Put Your word in their mouth tomorrow. Oh, bless every Sunday school teacher, Lord. Speak Your word to the students. Oh, God, I pray that You would come, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, come by Your Spirit, dear Lord. Oh, this mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, said the Lord. God, bring light into darkness. Oh, Jesus, shine Your light. Oh, the light of Your word, the light of Your Spirit, dear God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, work, Lord Jesus, come, my God. Oh, work on my Jesus in every place, Lord Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Let a number lead out in prayer. Let's pray.
Oh God, bring Your sons from afar. And
yes,
Your
Lord.
Daughters from the ends of the earth.
Yes,
bring
Lord.
Everyone who You have called,
hallelujah,
by Your name. We thank You for our fellowship in churches.
Yes.
And
amen.
The churches that are represented here today, Lord. Draw in souls. You want to bring many.
Yes, Lord, God.
To find God as the source of light, where the truth is preached, and not the God who does not lie and reveal Himself to them. God, be with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Minister life to those that we love, oh God, and then draw from our neighborhood those who need You. Those who are desperate to find the truth, Lord, or to find the answers to life, draw them in, Lord. Bring Your sons from afar and Your daughters from the ends of the earth, God. Even everyone that You're calling. Oh, God, do that for Your name's sake and Your glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Lord, truly give us a spirit of intercession. Oh, Holy Ghost, we need you to pray in us the prayers. The prayers that need to be prayed in these days. We need the Holy Ghost to pray in us. Lord, you help us to pray.
Amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Lord, let it not be said of us that there was no intercessor. There was no one to stand in the gap. Oh, God, cause us. Cause us to pray as we ought to pray.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, you're yours, Jesus. You're that mountain that needs to be removed, Lord. Come on, move us out and move in. Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope of radiant glory. It's time for you to come.
Oh, show us your glory, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, let us be the ones that would step out.
And yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, if you will tell us to be, you will draw men to yourself.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Tonight. Oh,
fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost.
To wait upon you and let you purify us so that you can come in. There's no time to waste, oh God. There's no time to waste. Give us what we need.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're hungry for you. We're thirsty for you, dear God.
In Jesus' name. Bring your glory walking down the street, Lord.
Hallelujah. Chris, pray for the churches tomorrow, okay? Services.
So, God, we'll bring up all the churches represented here tonight.
Yes.
And just help them with the lessons that they will preach to the kids and the adult groups, Lord. Just let them take something from the person speaking some, Lord. Let them take it personally and put it into practice.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Let them get closer to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just make tomorrow a special day for...
Yes, Lord.
Everyone who's scared to come out their homes, Lord. Let them be brave enough to come to church so
yes,
you can
Lord. Yes,
share
Lord.
The word back home in their neighborhoods,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know, just pray that each church will have word of wisdom
yes,
to
Lord.
The youth and to the adults, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just keep them safe. Yes. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Then trust alone the mighty God. He speaks the wind to obey. Take courage then, O fainting heart, for you he'll make a way. Not by might, not by power, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Your spirit will flow freely.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. pray especially for the Sunday schools, Lord. We pray that the teachers will speak in the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray that their lessons will have been backed up with prayer for their children, Lord. We know that the children are in a fighting world, Lord, a sinful, dark world, and how they need you especially, Lord, and how we need the Holy Spirit to impart the truth that should be taught to them. And so we bring our Sunday school teachers, especially before you tonight,
Amen.
Lord. Pray that you would endue them with power from on high, that your word will go out like a sharp sword, Lord. Don't let them just be cute stories or nice stories, but oh, Jesus, may the words be accompanied by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Thankful for the Word of God. Thankful for that beautiful book that God has given us. Thankful that it's not a set of rules in bullet form, but He's given us a book full of poetry and history, and just such a wonderful book. This morning as I read in John, I was struck again, first of all, by the account of blind Bartimaeus, passion the Lord had, but as I read it, I was just struck again. I was just moved by the words of the book, by the words of the Bible, and how wonderful that is, that it speaks to us, how as we read it, it opens up, and as was said recently, we can see things anew. But oh, that wonderful story, how Jesus came and healed that blind man, and then later on, he he went after him and found him in the temple. And it seems it's one of the few cases where a man was first healed and then his sins were addressed. But oh, that Jesus could open his word to us every time we open that book and speak to us, and through his spirit change us as we heard. It's the word of God that will change us, that will draw us closer to himself. I remember I went to, usually when I go away, especially to the Caribbean, I bring some Gospels of John with me in Spanish. And these fellas that I have been dealing with for years already, a couple of years ago, I brought the Gospel of John, and he was reading it in Spanish in front of me. Just he and I were at a table, and he read it aloud in Spanish, and I knew enough that he was reading the beginning of that Gospel. And as he read it, in the beginning was the Word. And he stopped and he looked at me. No, he's not yet a believer. I'm trusting for him. He stopped and looked at me. And he said, do you feel that? Mm-hmm. In Spanish, of course. And I did. As he read that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And how powerful that book is, that if we let it get into us, before we read it, if we say, Lord, speak to me through your word, he will do that, and he does. Amen. It's a book that's alive, and it comes right to our spirit, and I'm so thankful for that. Amen.
Know that we can come to Pilgrim Camp and hear the word and speak the word and let it get inside of us and work. I'm always impressed with the fact that the Lord told us he wants us to meditate in his word day and night in Psalm 1. And the Lord had said that same thing to Joshua in Joshua 1, that after Moses was dead, he said, stay in the word, meditate in it day and night. And all my Christian life, I've been reading those. I go back to them all the time. Read the word, read the word, read the word. And I've been very blessed by something just recently in Deuteronomy 17. I never thought this would impress me or bless me too much. But in Deuteronomy 17, the Lord had given some instructions for Moses to write down about in the future, someday, they're going to be kings, and you have kings, this is what I want you to tell them. And this is what's written for them. And that was, I don't know how many hundreds of years that was before there was a king. But one of the things that he said was that they should copy out for themselves a copy of the Word of God, and that they should read it. And I'm just going to read it the way it says it here. and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. And I always like to read those stories about the kings. I don't know why. I get a lot of blessing of the different ones. And there are lessons in every one of those kings of Judah and of Israel. But one I have pondered the most has been Asa. Asa was a brilliant man, full of faith, brilliant with faith, that's what I mean. And he went, when he knew that there was a vast army coming, he knew they couldn't meet them. They didn't have the resources, but he knew God could. He was just full of confidence. He knew God could. There was not a wavering in that man, Asa. And so they went out and they did what the Lord said, and they conquered that enemy. And it was just always been a stirring story to me. I love to read that. And if you know that story about Asa, the Lord said to him, he warned him, he said, Asa, if you will be with me, I will be with you. But if you forsake me, I will forsake you. And that always kind of stirred in me too. You know, there's something that we have to pay attention to. We have some responsibility in this Christian life. And things won't necessarily go well for us if we don't know what we're doing. Do we know what we're doing? Do we know where we're headed? Do we know what's in store for us? Are we ready for it? Well, that's why he's given us this word, so that we will be well equipped, and so we'll be able to meet every situation the way he will give us wisdom to meet that situation. But the story of Asa, it searched my heart, and I thought about it just recently. I read the last part, because the first part I understand. I understand faith. I understand victory. We had it, I mean, all the while I was in Ridgewood, faith, victory is also a message. But the ending, where was he when Baasha came against him and he wanted to build some things, and so Asa got Syria, saying, break your league with Israel and you go and you fight against them. And then the prophet came and said to him, don't you remember how before when that great host came against you and you were able to rely on the Lord? Why couldn't you rely on the Lord this time? And Asa was wroth. That's the old English. He was enraged with that prophet for saying that to him. Where was your faith? You had it. Where is it now? You know, that always has stirred me. You know, we have something to do with Ecclesiastes says, better is the ending of a thing than the beginning of it. And so we can start out well. It's all in just being in his word. Mm-hmm. And so it came back to me about what Moses had written in Deuteronomy. He said to those kings, now write out that word for yourself and read it every day. And I said, it must be that Asa didn't do that. That's my only conclusion. I don't know how he could have changed so much, but I think he must not have been faithful. He must not have been reading Genesis 1, where it talks about the creation of the world. Must not have kept his faith very alive. I say this because this has been a big challenge to me to keep my faith alive. I mean, I have to do that. Nobody else can do that for me. I have to do that. But I can do it. I can do it. The Lord Jesus is my Savior. Save me. And he will come. I always trust him to keep me safe, but I also trust him to help me to be faithful and to be obedient.
Lord.